So we're on page 3, Introduction to the Healer's Training. Last week we talked about what it means to do healing, what healing means. Healing means basically recognition of oneness or perfection or all well, all being well at particular level of one's being, body, mind, spirit. And that anybody can do healing, and that anybody could actually instantaneously clear and balance the energy centers. You see, our power is limitless. It's simply a question of how much we draw from that infinite reserve or infinite resource of power. So all chakras could be cleared instantaneously. All ignorance can be resolved right away. So it's a matter of how much we open the pathway. And that's what Ra talks about as the channel, the gateway to intelligent infinity. The gateway to intelligent infinity is 6 chakra going to 7. The gateway is 6. Intelligent infinity is accessed by 7 chakra. And that's what healing is about. It's basically opening those connections. And as Ra said, it's able to open that connection or that gateway and still have significant distortion and blockage in the lower chakras. And so there are those who, without proper training, do healing, and there are those, like all of us in some way, who do good energy work that still have personal blockages. And that's normal. And so now we're going to get into more of the details of the healer's training process, page 3. So Don asks, would the healer's training program involve specific instructions and exercises? Ra says, since we're not now incarnate on Earth, we can only guide and specify. We cannot show by example. This is a handicap. However, there should indeed be fairly specific exercises of mind, body, and spirit during the teaching process we offer. But again, please remember that healing is but one aspect of the Law of One. To reach a pure understanding of unity, it's not necessary to heal or to show any manifestation at all, but only to exercise the discipline of understanding. The gate to intelligent infinity. Hi, Joel. Can you mute your mic?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. The gate to intelligent infinity, which is 8th density, creator mind, accessed by 7 through 6. The gate to intelligent infinity can only be opened when the healer has an understanding of the in-streamings of intelligent energy, creator power. These are the natural laws of your local space-time continuum, 3D, and its web of electromagnetic sources or nexi of in-streaming energy, 7 chakras. Before the body can be initiated, the mind must be initiated. This is the point at which most adepts of your present cycle find their mind-body-spirit system most distorted. When the character and personality, that is the true identity of the mind, has been discovered, then the body must be known in each and every way. The various functions of the body need understanding and control with detachment. Know then first the mind and body. Then, as the spirit is integrated and synthesized, these are harmonized into a mind-body-spirit system which can move along the dimensions, these are the energy centers, and open the gateway to intelligent infinity, R6, R7, 6th and 7th rays, or chakras, thus healing self by light and sharing that light with others. This is, you know, really deep. And so let me explain. So yes, indeed, there should be specific exercises. And so the initiates in ancient Egypt and in true mystery schools were and are given specific exercises. You see that in the Rosicrucian literature, which purports to be continuity from Egyptian mystery schools, and they have all sorts of specific exercises. And so, yeah, there are lots of exercises. And again, this is Western preparation, Western metaphysics, preparation to be a healer, to heal self with light and then offer that light to others. So the first point to bear in mind is that the healer is the one who's healed him or herself. there is no true healer but the one who's done self-healing first. And that's, you know, has to be an integral portion of the training. If it's not, then it's not really full training. The self practices the healing on the self first. So Ra also makes this point that, please understand, healing is just one aspect or one manifestation of the Law of One. To reach pure understanding of unity, it's not necessary to heal. It's not necessary to show any manifestation at all, including magic powers or siddhis. It's not necessary. Only it's necessary, or only what occurs, is exercising the discipline of understanding. This phrase, the discipline of understanding, is very lovely. And it shows that the root of discipline is not physical exercise in sense spiritual practice as a discipline, spiritual disciplines, spiritual practices. The point of them is not the physical movement or the work of concentration, even of mind, like in meditation. The work is developing understanding or comprehension, knowing. And so to Don, who thinks, I want to help the world by being a healer, Ra is saying, well, look, guy, if you want to have a full realization of unity, which is enlightenment, you don't need to be a healer. Please understand that. You really need to be exercising the discipline of understanding, and that's what that's what Ra is teaching. In fact, you can say that this entire Healing and Balance PDF, or all Ra's teachings on healing and balance, is their teaching the discipline of understanding, which is really saying, change your mind, your ass will follow. That's George Clinton from Funkadelic, or P-Funk, a bunch of black funky rappers, not before rap, it was sort of soul rap, soul music, funk, heavy bass from the 70s. Anyway, I think his quote was, save your mind, your ass will follow. So Ra is saying, change your mind, exercise understanding, and that will bring the consciousness and awareness that you seek, and the joy and the freedom. That's what's needed, not to become a healer. You want to be a healer, fine. The gate to intelligent infinity, again, this is 7th, 8th, density, 8th ray, can only be opened when the healer understands in streamings of intelligent energy, meaning etheric energy. So mainly the healer's work, that the technical portion of healer's training, is 6th chakra energy working, out of body and in body, applying mind and will to understand and to master somewhat electromagnetic energy dynamics or etheric energy dynamics. It's very subtle. And these are what Ra calls natural laws of your local space-time continuum, the 3D time-space, actually. 3D space-time, time-space energy architecture. And the web of electromagnetic sources, or nexi of in-streaming energy. So this is a really, you know, all these terms are so loaded. Electromagnetic sources equals the nexi of in-streaming energy. So the chakras are nexi or nexus points, multiple focal points or foci. Foci or nexi. These are lovely Greek words. F-O-C-I N-E-X-I. Focus point is equal to the web of electromagnetic sources. So this is a little bit like saying, as within, so without. The 7 chakras and the electromagnetic etheric energy grid of the body is a reflection, or is a manifestation, or a holographic analogy for the universal electromagnetic grid and the universal 7-dimensional energy structure. You know, in Hinduism, They're very aware of etheric energy, and you know, Kundalini and Shaktipat initiation, where the guru touches the disciple with hand or an instrument and transmits energy. They know very well the chakras, the nadis, the energy lines, the channels, the airs, AIRFs. They know very well about this. And one of the deep teachings there is the electromagnetic energy body of the self is the universe. The universe is accessed by the self, the universal energetic energy blueprint, energy grid, whatever you want to call it, universal energy network is accessed and known only by the self's electromagnetic body or etheric body energy network. And so knowing the body is knowing the universe. Mastering the body is mastering the universe. It's very, very subtle. And that's what Ra is alluding to. Inner and outer are one, the law of one, right? All is one. That's what we're talking about here. So, very subtle. The web of sources equals the nexi of in-streaming receivers. The seven chakras equals the seven dimensions. The electromagnetic grid of the body equals the universal etheric grid. Because the universal is only known through us, by us. And know the self, you know the all. So, okay. Before body, mind must be initiated. And that's interesting. That's why Ra uses the sequence mind-body-spirit. I often say body-mind-spirit. They regularly say mind-body-spirit only. Not only, but regularly. Because mind is the point at which most adepts of the present cycle find themselves most distorted. Mind is most distorted, as we know. When the character and then the personality that is the true identity of the mind is discovered, then they work on body or do initiation of body. So what is it? What are you talking about? The character and the personality that is the true identity of mind. Well, that's pretty subtle. The character of mind's identity, the personality of the mind's identity, meaning the character of true mind, the personality of true mind, both personal and impersonal. When you know that, meaning you know your personal mind and you know the nature of mind itself. This is, you know, straight up Buddhism, you know, especially Theravada, Vipassana. Books and books have been written in the early days, over 1,000 years ago, talking about the nature of the elements of mind. That's a part of this study, or related. So Ra says, know first then the mind, and then the body, and then the spirit will be integrated and synthesized. I didn't say, but in terms of body, they're saying the functions, the various functions of body, need understanding and control with detachment. This is also a lovely balancing, because understanding is fourth chakra. Ra often says is love/understanding. So love and understanding are two sides of the same, similar to love light. And control doesn't mean domination and manipulation. It really means discipline or management. And that's wisdom. So they're really saying functions of body need to be understood and need to be ordered or regulated by wisdom. Bring your manifest, bring your understanding and your manifestation, physical and energetic, into accord with balanced love wisdom. Through understanding and absolute acceptance of your own body and your own body's needs, weaknesses, limitations, strengths, pleasures, pains, knowing it, accepting it, loving it as it is, then there's control with detachment. Control with detachment means wise, careful regulation, which means if you want to eat ice cream, eat ice cream, but you probably shouldn't eat five quarts of it. If you want to have coffee every day, then have coffee every day. But if you have it three times a day, you'll burn out your kidney. You know what I mean? It's a little bit like that. If you want to have sex. But if you do it all day and all night and you forget your job and you forget your relationships or your, you know, social life or whatever it is, you're going to become in trouble. So it's not about domination.